Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that there has been another substantial tragedy, this one in San Jose, California. 9 dead, 8 victims, including the shooter who apparently took his own life. We'll bring you the very latest. It's a complicated crime, more than was indicated by earlier reports. Apparently, there was also an attempt to plant some explosive devices in the Valley Transportation Authority service yard, which is where the shooter, who's been identified as one Samuel J. Cassidy, where he happens to work. We will get to the very latest on that in a moment. We will also be talking about crime in general. Is it a legitimate issue? And what about the crime of anti-Semitism? America's most influential newspaper is accusing Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has been criticized appropriately by leaders of her own party. They're accusing Republican representative from Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, of anti-Semitism for comparing people with suffering from mask mandates to victims of the Holocaust. It's a ridiculous comparison. It's offensive. It's stupid. Is it really anti-Semitic? And speaking of anti-Semitic, what about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez talking about how she has had the equivalent of combat experience because of the January 6th riot in the Capitol? And a very prominent White House correspondent, a White House correspondent for Huffington Post, has written that the attack on the Capitol building was 1,000% worse than September 11th. And then just a few hours ago, he doubled down or tripled down on that. He said it was worse than World War II. A somewhat different level of casualties. We will talk about that. And the idea that even Dr. Fauci now is at least open to the notion that there has been a cover-up of the possibility, at least, that the Wuhan laboratory unleashed the virus. Not deliberately, but directly from the lab rather than from animal infection. What is going on with China? Why are they covering it up? How is the Biden administration doing in handling China? We'll talk about that with Gordon Chang coming up. And finally, and coming up this hour, we're going to be talking about somebody who says that, wait a minute, even though the very hard left appears to be on the march in Washington, D.C., in terms of their responses to so many different issues, on one important issue, the issue of human sexuality and sexual relationships, there is a sexual counter-revolution going on, with a large group of younger people insisting that they want to choose a spouse without sexual experience. Now, the saying is they're looking for virgins. The slogan apparently that's becoming popular is a no hymen, no diamond. Is this possible? If so, why is it happening? We'll talk to the author of a very provocative article, Mary Harrington, from London, coming up. Okay, first off, this announcement from Deputy Russell Davis of the Santa Clara County, California Sheriff's Department, describing what happened with the shooting in San Jose early this morning. This is clip 3.
This morning at 6:34 in the morning, Santa Clara County Communications Center received multiple 911 calls regarding a shots fired call located at the area of 101 West Younger Avenue in the city of San Jose. This building is a Valley Transportation Authority, VTA, transit building, and houses a VTA control center at that building. The information that we have so far is we do have multiple victims, and we have multiple victims ranging from fatalities and multiple major injuries at this point. We do have a suspect that is pronounced deceased at this point. I won't go into information about identity information. That will be released by the Santa Clara County Coroner's Office at this point. This is still an active and ongoing investigation. The Sheriff's Office activated our Santa Clara County Active Shooter Protocol, where we activated multiple law enforcement agencies and fire department agencies in the surrounding county to assist with this incident. This is still a fluid and ongoing incident, and we're trying to figure out everything, what transpired and what exactly happened to this point. But again, this is still ongoing, and we're still trying to gather the information of what exactly happened at this point. Right now, with numbers, I can confirm with you at this point that there are 8 victims that are pronounced deceased at this point. And there's 1 suspect that's pronounced deceased. This is still ongoing, like I said. The numbers can change. Okay? So this is still a fluid and active ongoing investigation.
Well, apparently the numbers have not changed. But this is new. At nearly the same time that a Valley Transportation Authority employee went on a deadly shooting rampage at a maintenance yard in San Jose early today, firefighters responded to 2 nearby fires, one of them at the home of the reported shooter, who worked for the transit agency, records show. Multiple published reports say the shooter was Samuel James Cassidy, whose home was 8 miles from the scene burned Wednesday morning. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo said that the house fire was linked to the shooting, which killed 9 people, including the gunman. Deputy Russell Davis, spokesman for Santa Clara County Sheriff's Department, who you just heard, confirmed the shooter was an employee. He also apparently, in his home, had many, many rounds of ammunition, explosive devices. There's no indication of a possible motive yet, or whether he was linked to some kind of terrorist or political organization. They were doing a union meeting at the service yard for the Valley Transportation Authority, and there were about 2,000 members of the union. Now, not all of them were there at the meeting, but that apparently was going on early in the morning. And the blaze that he set, apparently, at his own home, reached 2 alarms before the fire department tweeted that it was under control at 8:59 a.m. Fire started outside and spread to nearby commercial buildings. The department said in a tweet, destroyed non-residential outbuilding in nearby mobile home park. No injuries to civilians or firefighters. At 6:36 a.m., 2 minutes after the first gunshots were reported to police in the maintenance yard, firefighters responded to a house fire at the 1100 block of Angmar Court in San Jose. The house, about 8 miles away from the maintenance yard and a couple of miles from the lumber business, is a single-family residence. The fire also reached 2 alarms. Public records show that the home that was burned was owned by Samuel Cassidy, and that he worked at the VTA. Following the shooting, officials said several explosive devices were found inside a VTA building. The Deputy Davis said that a bomb squad was on scene along with the FBI, and there was no danger to the community. Look, this is just another indication, not of a wave of mass shootings, though there's that too, but a wave of crime in general. And Michael Goodwin, in a very important column in the New York Post, writes, on the anniversary of George Floyd's murder, it is beyond dispute that the case sparked new appraisals of race relations and policing. It is also beyond dispute, writes Goodwin, that the protests and unchecked riots that followed Floyd's death sparked an epidemic of crime that continues to engulf American cities. What does that mean, and what does that have to do with our politics? Well, it has a great deal to do with politics, both in the past and for the future. We'll talk about that and more coming up at the MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVed, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas that Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we were talking about a new column. It's explosive, and it's important. And, yes, it has a great political implication. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The column is by Michael Goodwin over at the New York Post. And the title of the column is America's Public Enemy Number One, - Crime. And he writes, on the anniversary of George Floyd's murder, it is beyond dispute that the case sparked new appraisals of race relations and policing. It is also beyond dispute that the protests and the unchecked riots that followed Floyd's death sparked an epidemic of crime that continues to engulf American cities. The statistics are familiar, yet they're still shocking. The nearly 20,000 gun-related homicides last year were the most in decades. And one researcher found that 51 of the 57 largest cities saw increases in the murder rate. New York's body count was up by nearly 40%. Violent crime, this is not just murder, but violent crime in general, soared by 74% in Seattle, 55% in Chicago, and 54% in Boston. This year is on pace to be far worse, signaling that 2020 wasn't an outlier so much as the start of a deadly new trend. From sea to shining sea, America is witnessing the breakdown of public order and safety. Unfortunately, recent days brought a new dimension to that breakdown. The incidents of anti-Semitism roiling New York, Los Angeles, and elsewhere, Goodwin writes. It is not a coincidence, he says, that the same places where violence and murder are soaring are the same places where it is not safe for Jews to display their religion in public. The ancient hatred has come out of hiding and piggybacked on the collapse of public order to bear its fangs. So while President Biden, Governor Cuomo, and Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York rightly condemn the vicious attacks against Jews, they also share blame for the general lawlessness that is inseparable from the explosion of the crimes. They knew what had to be done a year ago, and they refused to do it. They made excuses for the random violence and the looting, refused even to call it what it was, and now they say they are shocked to discover that absolutely everything is spinning out of control. That idea of things spinning out of control illustrated extraordinarily well by this issue in San Jose with 9 people dead, including the shooter. The latest cycle, he says, started with unprovoked attacks on Asian Americans following the China origin of the coronavirus, often by the mentally ill. Now following the Gaza-Hamas versus Israel war, Jews are being targeted for the offense of wearing a yarmulke or waving an Israeli flag. Democrats always want to make America more like Europe, and we are getting close in the worst way. 8 decades after the Holocaust, the overt anti-Semitism in France has driven many Jews to Israel or to the USA. A charitable way of looking at these developments, he says, is to say America has conducted an unplanned experiment on human nature in the last year. First, we demonized the cops. We talked about defunding them, and even the cities that didn't do that handcuffed them. Another part of the experiment has prosecutors, politicians, and judges, their hearts bleeding with social justice demands, setting the accused free and emptying prisons. One of the great and proud achievements of Governor Gavin Newsom, right? Who's facing a recall. The results are in, and they are grim. It turns out that human nature, when it fears no consequences, is emboldened in savage ways. He's exactly right. He says, for New Yorkers, the mushrooming crisis of crime and disorder pushes the stakes even higher in next month's Democratic mayoral primary. The winner will almost certainly prevail in the general election and inherit the whirlwind next January 1st. And meanwhile, in another city, you have an example of the kind of thing that is almost hard to believe. The Denver police have been banned from marching in a public parade. What public parade? The Pride Parade. Yes, that's right, for Pride Month, for Gay Pride Month. The Denver Pride organizers explained why they're banning the police department from marching along with them. This is clip 7A, listen.
The normally inclusive LGBTQ community divided tonight over the police. Denver Pride organizers say they will not permit officers to join in Pride Fest events this year. The group is taking a stand, they say, against police violence against the black community.
Normally, this park is filled with thousands and thousands of people for a weekend each June. But this year, because of the pandemic, many of the events will be held online, and police are being told they are not welcome.
A time of pride for the gay community is now leaving some of its members out.
It's really the principle of the matter.
Bill Hummel is a sergeant on the Aurora Police Department. He is not pleased that police are being told not to participate in this year's Denver celebration.
Okay, this is outrageous. It's beyond outrageous. Once upon a time, there were fights about the St. Patrick's Day parade in Boston and in elsewhere, where a lot of the organizers of the parade, and by the way, yes, it's true, police have always been associated with Irish Americans, St. Patrick's Day, but they wouldn't allow gay pride organizations to march in the St. Patrick's Day parades. I think that's changed. Now they do. But the idea that the police want to honor pride, but they're not being allowed, listen to clip 7B.
The annual event is put on by the Center on Colfax. It criticized police handling of Black Lives Matter protests and treatment of other minority groups.
I really think that this discussion is about the agencies and how can we address where there might be shortcomings in policing in our community.
Sergeant Hummel wrote a letter to the organizers. Rather than fighting for inclusivity, you are excluding a group of gay, lesbian, and transgendered people from participating.
There's no denying that this is a difficult position to take and that some people view this as divisive.
Because we have so many gay, lesbian, transgender police officers in Aurora, when you're told by members of the gay community that you're not welcome at a gay event that was built fundamentally on inclusion, it stings a little bit.
Okay.
Aurora is holding its own gay pride festival, and police are not being excluded from there.
Okay, so they have a separate gay pride festival that police can exclude. Can you imagine discrimination against police who make human life possible? Well, at least in the sexual arena, one writer claims we are moving in a more conservative direction. The sexual counter-revolution? Coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A male suspect is dead following an active shooter incident in San Jose this morning. The Santa Clara Sheriff's Office receiving multiple reports of shots fired around 6:34 a.m. this morning at the light rail yard of the Valley Transportation Authority. Russell Davis with the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office saying,
"This is a tragic and ongoing investigation that we're dealing with right now. So we ask for the privacy for the family members until we can get everything sorted and figured out from here."
David Chipman, President Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, is appearing before a Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. He was asked if he would ban the AR-15.
With respect to the AR-15, I support a ban as has been presented in a Senate bill and supported by the President.
He was asked if he would ban the AR-15 rifle.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Here's a headline you probably didn't expect to see. The headline says, "The sexual counter-revolution is coming." Subhead, "America's young elite is turning against free love." The author of a substantive article that appeared in the World edition of The Spectator for June, so it's brand new, is by Mary Harrington, who is a UK-based writer and journalist and contributing editor at the current affairs magazine Unheard. She's writing here in this article mostly about young Americans. Mary, first of all, congratulations on the article, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, at the very beginning, you describe two young people in the Silicon Valley area, one 30-year-old named Narayan, and you say about him, all the men in his group, he works in the high-tech field, as you'd expect from Silicon Valley, all the men in his group, he says, would strongly prefer their future wives to be virgins on marriage. Some categorically rule out women who aren't. No hymen, no diamond, they say. Is this really a trend, or did you just find an interesting dissenting subgroup?
Well, this is always a question. I've had other people push back on the article that I wrote, saying, "Well, yeah, this is exactly what you said. This is just an interesting dissenting subgroup, and there's always a few conservatives, and this isn't really a thing." I don't think so. I think this, at the moment, this is very much an elite thing. It's very much a subcultural thing. It is not mainstream, but I think it's coming. And the reason I think that is that while it's only really a few relatively normies who are speaking openly about this. There's a growing groundswell of pushback against what I think increasing numbers of people are experiencing as a culture of sexual excess. The other example I gave in the article is the NoFap online community, where 99% young men struggle to escape an addiction to online porn. This is a community which started, I think, less than 10 years ago. It has 715,000 members, and I sincerely doubt that they're all religious conservatives. Most of them are still in their teens. Some of them are in their 20s. You know, this is young men from all walks of life, all of whom are struggling to take back control. And I think something is afoot there. Something is gathering. Similarly, I see a lot on social media, young women, typically somewhere between 16 and 25, very, very young women, speaking out against what they describe as having been groomed into what's essentially sexual abuse under the guise of sex positivity and kink. And again, this is, I spend a lot of time online. I spend a lot of time sort of trawling the ether for new trends and sort of what's occurring and what's coming. And my very strong sense is that this is a gathering wave among young people. And this is really just a pushback against a culture which growing numbers are feeling just really can't get very much more liberated without going to some quite dark places.
Okay, speaking of the dark places, one of the things that has become fairly well known, and I believe all the studies indicated, is Americans are having less sex. Now, obviously, during the pandemic, it was more difficult, particularly for single people. But this was a trend even before the pandemic, and part of the explanation for it, widely, is that they're replacing sex with porn, because the porn industry, which you just referred to, the reason there's 750,000 people, as you mentioned, who are trying to kick the addiction to porn is because there are more and more and more people who do seem to be addicted. Don't you think those figures are accurate about how much money is being made and how many lives are actually being damaged by pornography addiction?
The scale of it is absolutely astonishing. Pornography is now a $97 billion global industry, and 10 to 12 billion of that comes from the United States alone. And that's come in tandem with something which I tried to convey in the article I wrote, which is about the way over time feminism and sex and commerce have become increasingly difficult to tell apart. It's now considered anti-feminist to be critical of pornography or to be critical of sex. Colleges run freshman sessions on how to sell nudes online. It's increasingly normalized. Sex work is considered, there are increasing pushes to normalize doing online sex work as a young woman even. And meanwhile, the culture which this is creating is an increasingly violent and dangerous one. Now, this is a UK survey, not a US one, but in the UK, a recent survey conducted last year showed that something like 71% of men under 40 had choked or gagged or spat on a partner during sex, and many reported that they were inspired by pornography to do so. I sincerely doubt that a similar proportion of women under 40 enjoy being treated like that. So if people are turning away from the actual act in favor of a fantasy world, you can hardly blame women for backing away a little bit. And to be honest, when stimulus is available so cheaply and easily and ubiquitously, it's hardly surprising that young men are turning away from sex as well. But this is, of course, having some dramatic downstream consequences in terms of family formation, in terms of relationship formation, in terms of growing numbers of people reaching their 30s and pushing 40s now, single and lonely and unlikely to have a family.
That's something that people have written about a lot recently. There's a big piece in the New York Times about the birth dearth and how we are facing a declining birth rate because we're facing a declining family formation. That's not just in the West. It's very much the case in China and in Japan and in other countries in East Asia and around the world. Let me ask you this. How does this fit in what you're talking about the international booming porn business and the idea of people having low-risk, low-cost sexual adventures that actually don't involve another living human being. How does that fit in with the hashtag Me Too movement, where all of a sudden men are facing career destruction, frankly, and sometimes imprisonment for being too sexually aggressive with real people?
I'll level with you. I was out of office work and working freelance by the time Me Too kicked off. In fact, I think at that point I was a stay-at-home mum to a young baby. So the intensity of it passed me by. But my sense of perhaps some of what's going on there is about the intense difficulty that men and women face in trying to negotiate the realm of desire in a world where it's become received the received opinion that expressing any kind of sexual initiative on the part of men is an unforgivable act of aggression. But equally, women are fully entitled to express their sexuality as freely and fully as they like, and men have no right to object or to respond in an untoward way. And I think the upshot of that has been quite a sort of punitive backlash against those times when men do spontaneously express interest. And certainly some of those cases were genuinely abusive. But I think perhaps what's being downplayed by those feminists who are seeking a reckoning against sometimes abusive men is that the realm of sexual desire between humans can never be entirely made safe.
There's a sentence near the conclusion of your article that I think carries a very profound, important message. When it comes to sexuality, Mary Harrington writes, the question is less how we can have it all than what are we willing to trade. It's a fascinating piece. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Mary Harrington, thanks for being up late at night to talk with us. We will be right back on the Medved Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Yes, despite the fact that America remains the greatest nation on God's green earth, we are facing some very real problems. Many of them are, frankly, understated and receiving less attention than they deserve. Others are hysterically overstated. I mean, way overstated. And that's the case with two winners of the coveted Golden Turkey Award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Okay, the first Golden Turkey Award goes to a correspondent. He is the senior White House correspondent for the Huffington Post. His name is S.V. Date. And just so that you think he's not a nobody, he in the past has worked for the National Journal, for NPR, and many other news organizations. And again, senior White House correspondent for the Huffington Post. And he sent out the following tweet, which is just unbelievable. He sent it out yesterday. And the tweet says, the 9/11 terrorists and Osama bin Laden never threatened the heart of the American experiment. The January 6th terrorists and Donald Trump absolutely did exactly that. Trump continues that effort today. And, okay, then Spencer Brown, writing about this at Town Hall, says, on September 11, 2001, Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked 4 airliners and used them to carry out attacks that brought down the Twin Towers of Manhattan's World Trade Center, left a fiery hole in the side of the Pentagon, and ended the lives of nearly 3,000 innocent Americans. They also attempted to crash a plane into the U.S. Capitol, but heroic passengers aboard Flight 93 kept the hijackers from reaching their target, instead crashing into a field in Pennsylvania while attempting to regain control. And Spencer Brown writes, apparently S.V. Date, the author of a new book called The Useful Idiot, which this writer was surprised to learn was not in fact an autobiography, does not think the world and skyline-changing attacks of September 11th qualified as a threat to the heart of America. When a Twitter user pointed out to Date that Flight 93 was bound for the Capitol on 9/11, Date doubled down on his ludicrous claims, saying January 6th was 1,000% worse than September 11th. 1,000% worse? And then he put this. Somebody tweeted back to him saying that January 6th posed a greater existential threat to the actual republic, quote, than a terrorist on 9/11 or the Axis powers during World War II. And then S.V. Date said, this is actually correct. Absolutely correct, he said. Okay, here's my challenge. I'm not downplaying. I think January 6th was a terrible day. I think President Trump was highly culpable. I am not minimizing it. No, I'm not one of those people who's in a denial mode about January 6th or how serious it is or how some people need to go to jail. They really do. It was a terrible thing, and attacking the very symbol and essence of American democracy and challenging that democracy. And, okay, no excuse for it. However, my question to him is, when you say a threat to American democracy, how would that have worked out? In other words, if this was a serious threat, how would any of this, delaying, for instance, the certification of the election, how would have that worked to undermine American democracy and to endanger our republic? I don't understand. Even if the worst possible thing happened, and that the people occupy the Capitol building for days at a time, it would become a national crisis, more than it was. But undo our democracy? I think more of our democracy than that, and I think more of our military. Okay, along the same lines of overstating the horrors of January 6th, and ridiculously overstating them, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now arguing that being on the U.S. Capitol grounds the day of the riot is equal to serving in war. Speaking to the weekly public radio show Latino USA on Friday, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez said members of Congress effectively served in war during the traumatizing event that had deeply affected lawmaking and impacted the legislative process. She's also revealed that she's in therapy to try to deal with the post-traumatic stress disorder that she's suffered. This is Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez on Latino USA. Listen.
And then you have this transition period of escalating violence, which really culminated on the 6th, for which, you know, was an extraordinarily traumatizing event that's not really being discussed. It's politically sensitive. You know, no one wants to say, oh, boo-hoo. But there are members of Congress that served in war. And not just that, but also staff.
So you're doing therapy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm doing therapy, but also I've just slowed down. I think the Trump administration had a lot of us, especially Latino communities, in a very reactive mode.
Okay. There was a reaction to this from a member of Congress, Michael Waltz, who is a former Green Beret in the U.S. Army. And he said this in Twitter. AOC doesn't know what it's like to come under attack by machine gun fire, mortars, or RPGs. She hasn't seen the horror of roadside IED explosions on bystanders and children. She hasn't lost fellow soldiers on the battlefield or seen friends permanently disfigured by Taliban attacks. Don't use false equivalencies, he says, to make a point, especially as it relates to war. Now, of course, she wasn't actually in the Capitol building. She was on the grounds of Capitol Hill, what is called the Capitol area, but she was actually 3/10 of a mile away. And a number of people brought this up. And, okay, she was in the Cannon office building in her office, which was evacuated but not breached when the rioters stormed the Capitol building 3/10 of a mile away. I think she'll survive, and I hope her therapy is successful. But honestly, this is not, again, to minimize what happened on January 6th. It was serious. But the tendency that we have to reach for apocalyptic language, this was 1,000% worse than September 11th. I mean, for goodness sake, it's stupid, maybe in a less offensive way, but still the same idea, as Marjorie Taylor Greene saying that being given a special card in case you are vaccinated, if you want to use it, is the equivalent of being forced to wear a gold star. It was actually a yellow star if you happen to be Jewish during the Holocaust. It's one of the dumbest things of many, many dumb things she said. But remember, she was the lady who brought up the idea that wildfires in California were caused by Jewish lasers from outer space. No, she did. I guess that goes along with her QAnon faith, or whatever you want to call it. There is one thing about Marjorie Taylor Greene, however, is the New York Times today, in a big article about Marjorie Taylor Greene and the opposition she's had from her own party, talk about her comments about the Holocaust, which were brain dead, stupid, pathetic, inexcusable, talks about them as being anti-Semitic. I think that's wrong. And I think terms like anti-Semitic or racist should be reserved for the real thing. And saying that it's the equivalent the Holocaust is the equivalent to actually being vaccinated and taking advantage of that, it's incredibly stupid, but hard to see that it reflects Jew hatred in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.